This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In his remarks, President Trump said these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab states in more than a quarter century. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain's Foreign Minister Abdullah Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani signed the so-called Abraham Accords on the south lawn of the White House. Mr. Netanyahu said the peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states and ultimately can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Abdullah bin Zayed said through an interpreter that this new vision was not created for political gains, but instead that its guiding principle is peace. Abdullah Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani called the normalization agreement an important first step. He called for a just, comprehensive, and enduring two-state solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict as the bedrock of such peace. While President Trump did not mention it, did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony, he acknowledged that the normalization agreements between Israel and Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh condemned the Abraham Accords, calling it a black day in the history of Arab nations. VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny published a photo of himself in a Berlin hospital bed Tuesday as he recovers from a nerve agent poisoning last month in Siberia. Surrounded by his family as he sat up in bed, Navalny said he was pleased to be able to breathe independently. "I miss you all," Navalny wrote in a post on Instagram. "I can still hardly do anything, but yesterday I could breathe all day on my own." It's the first publicly shared image of Navalny since he was airlifted to Berlin's Charité Hospital 2 days after becoming sick during a flight in Russia on August 20th. Navalny's spokeswoman confirmed shortly after the photograph's posting that the 44-year-old plans to return to Russia. Germany, France, and Sweden have concluded that Navalny was poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent, which is a Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in Salisbury, England, 2 years ago. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo cautioned Tuesday that the ongoing peace negotiations over the future of Afghanistan will be a difficult process, but will help reduce the cost of war and risk to America. Pompeo spoke in Washington as the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government continued their meetings in Doha, Qatar, for a fourth day to finalize an agenda for substantive peace negotiations to end decades of Afghan conflict. Pompeo told a virtual event hosted by the Atlantic Council, "We are now delivering a set of outcomes that will reduce the cost in blood from our American servicemen and women, in treasure from the American taxpayer, and risk to the USA." The U.S. brokered talks, or intra-Afghan negotiations, kicked off Saturday in the Qatari capital, where the two negotiating teams have been tasked to agree on a permanent ceasefire and a power-sharing deal to govern Afghanistan after the withdrawal of all U.S. and allied troops. America's image as a global superpower has been tarnished since Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016. That's according to the nonpartisan Pew Research Center. A 13-nation survey by the U.S.-based think tank found that only 41% of those surveyed in Britain have a favorable opinion of the U.S. That was the lowest percentage of any comparable survey Pew has conducted in the country. In France, only 31% of the population viewed the United States favorably. Much of the damage to America's reputation among its allies is linked to its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Only 15% of the participating countries gave the United States good marks for dealing with the pandemic. Most of the countries said the World Health Organization and the European Union have done an admirable job containing the illness. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.